Chapter 4, Devotional 19. Are you driven or directed? Self-effort versus spirit-led. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, we are told, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Are you driven by your own selfish desires, motives, and interests? Or directed by God, leaning on Him, trusting in Him, and obeying Him? I confess that I spent 4 decades in a state of emotional hijack, being driven by one intense emotion after another. The truth is that being driven is easy. It feeds our carnal mind and comes naturally for all of us. After all, we were born in sin and separated from God, so selfishness and disobedience come naturally. On the other hand, being directed by God is more difficult. It requires that we renew our minds according to His Word. We must be still so we can hear God's voice. And when we do, we must be obedient and faithful. When we are directed, we surrender all of our needs and desires to God and rest in His love while standing firmly on His Word. Regardless of our level of spiritual maturity and our ability to live directed lives in alignment with God's Word, we can all slip in an instant and fall back into pride, arrogance, rebellion, self-centeredness, and self-effort. The Word tells us that a single act of anger and disobedience cost Moses entry into the Promised Land. Being driven or directed is a moment-by-moment choice. I confess that I found it difficult at first. I was so accustomed to being active, busy, and in charge, I had a hard time being still and surrendering my life to God. But it gets easier as you renew your mind with God's Word and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Once you've learned to be still and listen, you'll realize the process is worth the effort, considering your driven self-efforts never bring you lasting peace. When you allow Jesus to direct your steps, the path is smooth, straight, and always perfect. Child of God, I encourage you to trust Him today. You'll be glad you did. Lord, thank you for directing me and for making my pathway straight. I am comforted that you have given me the Holy Spirit to tell me when to go, when to stop, and when to turn right or left. Help me to trust and lean on you and not run away from you. I surrender all to you. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.